Okay, we stand, or actually we sit, a few days before Shavuos. And in honor of Shavuos, I would like to focus the Shavuos today on Shavuos. I hope Parshas Bamidbar will be mochel me. I don't think we're going to really reference Parshas Bamidbar on the Shavuos. But I think that is a very, very important lesson that we should all understand about Shavuos and about Torah, which was given on Shavuos, that that we should try to apply to our lives. There's a recent video came out. It went viral. Rabbi Kunstler videoed it with different guys in the yeshiva. Kihem chayenu. Top charts on your video list or not? That's not the issue for the topic, but the song, the words Kiyem Chayenu V'Orach Yameinu, which we say every single day in Davening, and it's talking about Torah. It is our life V'Orach Yameinu, and it's the length of our days. Those words, so we say them all the time. We have to try to understand what that means. It's our life. I don't know. If I were to ask you, what's your life? What's at the core of your life? You'll say, you know, it's my heart. My heart lets me breathe. And, you know, food. I like food a lot. There's some good cheesecake on the table. That's important. Some people went out last night to eat at a restaurant. And they saw a very big celebrity at the restaurant. And that's very exciting. That's in my life. My college, my plans for my college years. That's in my life. That's my life. How can you tell me Torah, Kiyem Chayinu, it's your life? What does it even mean? What's the pshat? Torah is our life. Kiyem Chayinu. And furthermore, how come it's so difficult for some of us to feel like it's really our life? If it's really our life, how come I don't realize it's my life? Why don't I feel that feeling? My life is the Torah. My life is the Torah. I saw an idea last night which spoke to me very much. We just sang a few minutes ago, V'har Ninu. It comes from Ava Rabba. In Ava Rabba it says an amazing thing. Hashem, Ava Rabba Avtonu. Hashem, you loved us tremendously. Hashem Elokeinu. Listen to these words. Chemla, Kedola, V'yisera, Chamalta Aleinu. Anybody know what those words mean? Chemla, Kedola, V'yisera, Chamalta Aleinu. So I'll tell you, I never thought of those words till last night properly. I saw a beautiful insight. The word chamol in the Torah, chemla, usually means that someone's about to be killed, and instead, we have mercy on that person and don't kill them. For example, I'll give you an example. I'll give you two examples. For example, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, the baby in the teva, in the little basket. And Basia, the daughter of Pyro, goes down to the river and she sees a little basket there. And she picks the basket up. She sticks out her hand. She gets the basket. Vayachmol alav. What's vayachmol mean? She saves his life. He's going to die. There's a little baby by himself in a little basket on the Nile River. He's going to die. But she has mercy on him and she saves him from death. There's somebody in the Torah called a Mesis. You know what a Mesis is? A Mesis is a person who convinces others to do Avodah Zarah. He says, let's go do Avodah Zarah. He's a Mesis. The Torah says, Lo Sachmol Olav. Don't save him from death. He should be put to death. If he's not only sinning himself, but causing others to worship Avodah Zarah, Lo Sachmol. Listen to the words we say every day in Davening. Ava Rabba Avtana Hashem Lachinu Chemla Gedola V'yisera Chamalta Aleinu. You saved our lives from death. Why? Because you gave us the Torah. Avinu Avarachem and Amrachem Rachem Alinu V'Seim B'Libenu. Let us La'avinu La'askil L'Shma L'Lomor L'Lami L'Shma B'Lazas as called in Rei Talmud Torah Secha B'Ava. It sounds like from the simple words in Ava Rabba that Hashem saved us from death by giving us the Torah. And if it sounds like a very, very dramatic statement, I'd like to learn with you a small piece of Gemara that I think most people in this room have learned already this year. And if you didn't learn it yet, You're going to learn soon. It's a Maseches Makos. And Daf Yud Amud Aleph. If you throw out the third parak in the afternoon, so you didn't see it yet. But Shaval, I learned this Gemara. Kobe and I learned this Gemara. Listen to a Gemara, an unbelievable Gemara. Says the Gemara, Daf Yud Amud Aleph Maseches Makos. Tana, it says in the Pasuk, Talmid Shegala. Let's say a student kills somebody bishogi, unintentionally. What happens? He has to go to the mikvah. Guess who goes along with him? Says the Gemara, Megalin Rabo Imo. His Rebbe goes with him to the mikvah. Can you imagine that? A student kills by mistake, a shogig. He has to run for his life to the mikvah. It's okay. He's not going alone. His Rebbe's going with him. Shenemar. How do you know that? It says in the pasuk, Vachai. What does Vachai mean? And he will live. How's he going to live? Says the Gemara. We have to give him his Rebbe. Ovid Le Midi will do for him something to have a Chiyusa, which will give him life. It doesn't say we're going to bring a smartphone with him. It doesn't say we're going to bring his favorite Fortnite game with him so he could Fortnite in Irikla. It says his Rebbe goes with him so he can live. Says the Rambam when he codifies this halacha la halacha. Do you know why? Says the Rambam. Because the life of a person who seeks out wisdom and chachma without Torah, it's like he's dead. It's like he's dead. So one second. Now we have three sources all pointing to the fact that Torah is our lifeline and without it, we are like dead. Just to review. Number one, we say in Davening, Kim Chayena. Number two, we say in Abba Rabba, Hashem, you had mercy on us. You save us from death by giving us the Torah. Number three, a murderer, Bashogi, goes to the mikvah. He doesn't go by himself. His Rebbe goes with him because without Torah, he's dead. Now, what in the world is this supposed to mean for us? Why is it that a person is considered dead without Torah? Or what are we so excited about, Rabosai, when we celebrate Shavuos, Habal Leil HaTov? Please listen carefully. Please understand what I'm about to say with you. Right in front of me right now, there is a triple-layered cheesecake, blueberry cheesecake from Marzipan. I'm not trying to make your mouth water if you didn't have some of it, but it's pretty good, pretty tasty, pretty good. When you eat that cheesecake, so I'll tell you which part of you enjoys that cheesecake. Your mouth, your lips, your taste buds, your throat enjoys it when the taste goes down your throat, and your belly, your tummy enjoys it. And that, Rabosai, is what's called in simple English, or Hebrew actually, your guf. Your body, the physical part of you, enjoys the physical pleasures of the world. But Rabosai, we know there's more to every single Jew than just the body. But not only a body. The body that a person has in this world is in this world. But Rabosai, we're soul. We're not just body, we're soul. What makes us unique, Rabosai, is our special soul. A Jew has a special neshama. A non-Jew also have a neshama. We have a special neshama. A unique piece of neshama. A unique piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu inside of each and every one of us. Rabosai, just like the body has to eat, and the body needs nourishment, and without that nourishment, the body will die. The soul that's inside every single one of us needs nourishment. And without that nourishment, the soul will die. It's going to die. It's not going to die. It's going to be dormant. It's going to be like dead inside of a person. Because if you don't feed it, you don't take care of it, if you don't nourish it, the same way a person ignores his, he leaves the field alone for months and years, it's going to just grow thorns. And he abandons his body or he neglects his body, what happens? He'll get very heavy, he'll get sick, he'll get diabetes, he'll get other illnesses, chas v'shalom. Doesn't take care of himself. If we don't take care of our neshama, if we don't feed our soul is not going to live. Here's the catch though. As nice as this cheesecake is, our soul has no appreciation for it. Our soul doesn't want the cheesecake. Our soul wants one thing. Our soul wants Torah. Our soul wants mitzvos. And the more we feed it, and the more we nourish it, and the more we take care of it, we're giving it life. We're giving life to our soul. Not only in this world, Abu Sa, not only in this world where we're only here temporarily, but we're giving life to our souls for eternity. I'll prove it to you. You know what we say? You say, every single time you say Berachas HaTorah, you say, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaAlamim, Asher Bachar, Asher Nasa Lana Torah SMS, next three words, V'chaye, V'chaye Olam Mata B'Sochenu. What's Chaye Olam? What's Chaye? Chaye is two lives. This life and the world to come. Nata B'Sochenu, that's inside you. Where is that inside you? Not in your six pack that you may or may not have, or your eight pack. Not in the big muscles that you work on developing all the time. That's not Chaye Olam. That's what's called maybe Chaye Shah. That's for now. The real life that's inside of you, the eternal life, I will say, is the life of your soul. The life of our soul. And that soul needs nourishment. And what gives it nourishment, what gives our souls nourishment is Torah. And yeah, we can say, Kihem Chayenu. V'orach Yameinu, you know why? Because Torah gives us our real life. And we can say, yeah, Hashem, you saved me from death. Because without it, I'd be dead. Not physically dead. Maybe I'll live a long, quote-unquote, happy, rich, wealthy life. But I'll be dead. Because if my neshama is dead, the main part of me is dead. If my soul is not alive, if it's not the higher in b'sorasecha, if it's not on fire, then I'm a walking trefa. You know what trefa means? I'm a walking ticking time bomb. I'm about to die. Or I'm dead, even worse. I'll give you a trivia question. I gave a person that's alive who's dead. The answer is, he doesn't feed his neshama. Rabbi Osai, some of us are leaving yeshiva in a few weeks. Some of us are leaving for forever. Yeshiva. In a few weeks. They'll come back and visit, maybe, hopefully. But some of us are planning on leaving. Listen carefully. Well, this is not the goodbye speech for yeshiva. I want to get back to shavuos in a second. The same way, you're not going to go a day in your life without eating, because your body needs to eat unless it's Yom Kippur. You're not going to go a day in your life without drinking, because you need liquids in your body, unless it's Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av. How could a Jew with an neshama inside of him go a day without learning? A day without learning is a day of not living. I'm not saying you have to learn 10 hours a day. Fill in boxes like you're filling boxes in yeshiva necessarily. It's also a nice thing to do. That's not practical. But feed your soul. Your soul needs nourishment. I want to share with you a gorgeous Gemara. One of my favorite Gemaras about Shavuos. The Gemara says in Maseches Pesachim and Daf Samaches the following amazing Gemara. The Gemara says of Yosef, every year around Shavuos time would ask his wife for a favor. She would say, please do me a favor and make me the most delicious, succulent prime rib meat imaginable for Shavuos. Go all out. Now, if Yosef wasn't known to be a person that was into extra delicacies and extravagant meals, he didn't go to triple burger for supper on a regular random Wednesday night, probably. And he didn't, you know, whatever. No comment. And he didn't need to do that. He wasn't into that. But Shavuos came. He went all out. And this is what he explained to himself. Why? Why am I going all out? And he said the following words. He says, Ilav Hayoma de Kagarim. Were it not for this day that made a difference in my life, listen to these words, Kama Yosef Ika Pashuka. How many Joes would there be in the marketplace? What's the difference between me and that Joe? My name is Joseph, Yosef, and his name is Joseph. There's no difference between us and them. He's a Joe, and I'm a Joe. What does that mean? Listen carefully. His name is Joe. His body is a Joe body, like my body is a Joe body. If it wasn't for the fact that I got the Torah on Shavuos, Rashi says one word, Vinisromamti. And I was elevated. The Torah elevated me. The Torah brought me to a new place. The Torah gave my life meaning. If it weren't for that, so what's the difference between me and a regular Joe in the shuk, in the marketplace? He's Joe and I'm Joe. If we're discussing bodies or names or physicalities, there's no difference between Yosef and Joseph. But if we're discussing Rabbi Osai quality, if we're discussing something which is meaningful and real and emestic and eternal. Yosef understood, Rav Yosef understood, that it was the Torah inside of him. It was the Torah that was inside of him, which elevated him, which made him the way he was, which brought him from just being a person that was a physical being to a person that was a neshama, who had life, who was living a real life. There's a pasuk that we say all the time, which we know. That pasuk is found in Tehillim. It says, "Eitz Chaim hi l'machazikim ba." Torah is Eitz Chaim, the tree of life. L'machazikim ba. Says the Chavetz Chaim the following mashal: Torah is life, but there's a condition. The condition is l'machazikim ba, to those that grab onto it. Says the Chavetz Chaim, imagine a person is drowning. God forbid. He goes out for a swim, and he's in the middle of the water, the deep waters, and he loses his location, and he begins to drown. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom, begins to drown. And he's drowning. He's calling for help. Help! 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 And all of a sudden, he sees a log, a piece of wood that's floating on the water right next to him. And he holds on for dear life because he realizes this wood, this piece of wood is my lifeline. If I hold on to this wood, I will survive. If I don't, I will drown. Says the Chavetz Chaim. That's what it means. Eitz Chaim hi. Torah is the tree of life. But here's the catch. L'macha zikim ba. You have to grab onto it. You have to attach yourself to it. You have to connect yourself to it. You have to learn it. It's not enough just to go by the Gemara. You have to live the Gemara. You have to be living through the Gemara. I'm going to give you guys a challenge for Shavuos, Rabbi Osai. Here's a challenge for our shir. And for people that are listening to this shmuz that are not in our shir, apply the challenge to yourselves in your own life in your own way. We learned over the past couple of weeks in Yeshiva, we're learning Maseches Makos in the morning. We did almost the first two blot of Maseches Makos. We had a chazara from Naf Gimel, and now we're on Naf Gimel and Beis now. Rabbi Osai, imagine how Shavuos would feel if after Shavuos, you can come over to me, forget to me, to yourself, and you can know this first two pages of Makos inside and out. What does that mean? You know the Shaka Vitaria. I ask you a question. You know how many times Rav Papa appears in those pages? You know how many times Rav Chizda appears in those pages? Rish Lakish appears in those pages? Rav Yochanan appears in those pages? Ula! To name a few of the Amoran that are mentioned in those pages. You know the Mishnah, Baal Peh. The Mishnah has two cases. Then there's a Gemara, two Kashas. And then there's a Teretz, there's a source. And then, imagine, you're not just in a shir that's learning Maseches Makos, you're holding Maseches Makos. You're not just a guy that happens to come to a yeshiva, but it's yours. It's Chayim Nila Machazikim Ba. It's a tree of life. It's our eternal life. It's Chaye Olam. But there's one catch. You gotta grab onto it. You gotta invest in it. You gotta apply yourself to it. Rabbi Osai, Shavuos is a great day. Shavuos is a great opportunity. Every year on Shavuos, just like there was a Kabbalah Satorah back in the Midbar, every year there's a new Kabbalah Satorah. And every year we can decide for ourselves how much of a connection, how much of a Kabbalah we want to have of Torah. Do we want to casually be connected with Torah? Yeah, I'll have a casual connection. Or no, I want to define myself by Torah. I want Torah to be a defining part of who I am. I want my life, my real life. My real life is not football. My real life is not, that was a shout out. My real life is not soccer. My real life is not the NBA championships. Whoa, that's amazing. Oh my gosh. Is the king gonna do it again? Who cares? One day you're not gonna tell your grandchildren, you know, when I was 19 in yeshiva, so I stayed up all night on a regular night to watch Kobe play another game. Or LeBron, sorry, LeBron. LeBron played another game. Sorry, Kobe. I was thinking about our Kobe. LeBron watched another game. I was, who cares? It's not gonna matter one day. It's not going to even matter next year. What's going to matter next year is, do I know the first few blot of Maseches Makos? Don't start there. Don't stop there. Do I know the first 10 blot of Maseches Magos? 23 blot of Maseches Magos. Let's go. Don't stop there. Keep going and going. Rabosai, Hashem should bless us. That we should recognize what life really is about. What the MS of life is. We should tap in to the life of Torah. We should jump into the sea. Hold on tight. Hold on tight for dear life. Make it a part of our lives. We should be zochah to have the Torah enter us. Be mekabel the Torah. Enjoy the Torah. And live life, eternal life, the way it was meant to be lived.
Amen. Amen.